now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
Paul Thorne, he's going to be up in Lexington this weekend at the Lexington Village Theater along with his big band. It's going to be a fun show, and he's online with us right now. Paul, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I can tell that you're a Southern guy, and I'm going to start talking with a twang in my voice if we talk for too much longer. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you grew up, and how that influences your music.
Well, I grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is the birthplace of Elvis Presley.
Yes, sir.
And, just like him, I grew up going to church, and going to church is where I really got my musical chops developed. You know, going to the black churches and going to the white churches. You know, at the black church, they played rhythm and blues gospel, and at the white churches, they played country western gospel. So, just like Elvis, that's where I got my whatever I got from.
And I mean, let's face it, that's where rock and roll was born, isn't it?
I'm not qualified to say where it was born. I just know that Elvis brought it to the, you know, when he went on Ed Sullivan show and became a star overnight. He brought a music to the white folks that used to be the only the black folks were singing. Mm-hmm. He sort of brought it. He made it accessible for everybody to hear and enjoy it.
And your music is very accessible, very enjoyable, and unfortunately we live in an era where you need to pigeonhole artists and say, well, this person is a pop or a country or a, you know, blues or something. I mean, you're really just kind of a roots rocker, aren't you?
Well, you know, they have to make up categories so they'll know what slot to put the record in at Walmart,
yeah.
You know. So you'll know where to go. But you know, I don't know what to call myself. I'm a guy that writes songs and sings. I've had a band for 20 years, and we're doing well, and we're touring, and people are showing up. And I don't know what you call it. I'm just thankful that I'm able to do it.
I mean, and your music is uplifting. I mean, that one that I just played a little bit of, Everybody Needs Somebody. I mean, songs like that really kind of lift the spirit, don't they?
Oh, that's the whole intent of music for me. You know, there's a time and a place for all things. You know, like if you get your heart broken, you listen to some sad songs. But that's not going on in my life right now. I've got a blessed life, and a lot of good things are going on, and I want to make people feel good. So yeah, it's feel good music.
Who are some of the musicians you've been able to collaborate with over the years, and who would you love to be able to perform with?
You know, I can't. I have performed with everybody pretty much, and there's really not anybody left on my wish list. I've toured with everybody from Mark Knopfler to Bonnie Raitt and John Prine, a lot of the greats, you know, and I've even gotten to write songs with Carole King, you know, so there's not a whole lot that I want to do that I haven't gotten to do.
Well, that's always a good place to be in. You're just out there having
yeah.
fun. And you've got a real nice band. I mean, have you had the same lineup for a long time?
Everybody in the band has been with me 20 years, except for the bass player who's been with me 6. Yeah.
And you're going to be performing, as I mentioned, at the Lexington Village Theater this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The Paul Thorne Band will be on stage. Tell us a little bit about what going to see one of your shows is like.
Well, you know, it's fun, and it's we obviously we stepped in, we play music, but I love to talk to the crowd and laugh and have a good time. You know, it's really some, you know, I kind of feel like it's really somebody else's job to say what the show's like. You know what I mean? 'Cause they're out there looking at it, not me.
Fair enough.
I'm up there doing it. You know, it's hard for me to say what the show is like. You just have to come and I guarantee you'll have a good time though.
You wrote a song called Pimps and Preachers, and that song is about your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was growing up, my father was a Pentecostal preacher, and his brother, my uncle, was a pimp. And I used to see, men and women bringing my daddy money for the church, handing him cash. But I would see only women giving my uncle money, and I didn't realize it as a child, but he was a pimp. And those... he was somebody I hung out with a lot. Hung out with my dad and my uncle. So I saw the bright side of life, and I saw the dark side of life. You know, and it really helped prepare me for the real world.
I guess so. That would certainly do that. You've got all kinds of stories to tell, I'm sure, about your life, including your years as a boxer. I mean, you were pretty good, weren't you?
Yeah. I was one time I was 29 in the world in my weight class, and the fight I'm most known for is when I fought in 1988. I fought on national television against the four-time world champion Roberto Duran, and the fight was scheduled for 10 rounds, and I fought him for six, but when I sit on my stool between the sixth and the seventh round, I had a really bad cut, and I couldn't see because the blood was flowing into my vision, so the doctor stopped the fight.
Wow.
But yeah, I won most of them and lost a few, you know.
Well,
can't win them all.
You can indeed. Well, Paul, we're looking forward to seeing you perform this Saturday night in Lexington. It should be a really fun show, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, you take care.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.
Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Paul Thorne is bringing his band to just fun, uplifting, tap your feet, sway your hips kind of music. The Paul Thorne Band performing this coming Saturday night, October the 8th, 8 p.m. at the Lexington Village Theater. Tickets are available. You can buy them online at lexingtonvillagetheater.com.